And Bonnie Berman and Joseph Cooper back with today's Topical Currents.
Chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer is here. It's our Food and Dining Thursday, of course. So, Joe, I never imagined that Linda had a celebrity party clubbing animal side to her.
I didn't
did you?
Either. No, I didn't. Not at all.
She's here with the ultimate entrepreneur of restaurant nightlife and hip clubs in South Florida on both sides of Biscayne Bay. Linda, you're certainly showing a wild side now.
You're letting out all my secrets, aren't you?
What's next? Are you going to be having on the Kardashians?
One never knows. There's always a surprise coming. Always a surprise. Hello, Bonnie and Joe. Nice to be with you.
Hi.
Okay. So have you been to the Design District?
They're big NPR fans, I understand. The Kardashians.
Oh, the Kardashians? Good. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, I have.
You have. It's amazing what's happened there in the year and a half.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's an area, it's filled with top, I'm talking really top retailers, Tiffany's, Dior, Armani, Givenchy, the list goes on. It's amazing. And our guest today has opened a new restaurant there, and it's called OTL, with a very surprising concept.
Yes.
He's hospitality guru. You call him hospitality king, don't you, Joe? David Grutman. Welcome, David Grutman.
So happy to be here.
Great to have you with us. Just to let you know, he's also the owner of some of Miami's top clubs, Live at the Fontainebleau, Story, Story the Nightclub, and a few others, Komodo, the restaurant.
Didn't I see you at Live?
What were you doing there?
She was dancing on a table, popping bottles. It was really aggressive. It was really aggressive.
Okay. Well, also, later in our program, we're going to have our restaurant news segment, and Jen Koretnik, who is the Miami Magazine food critic. She's going to join us with this week's restaurant news and where we should eat on this Easter weekend. She'll have some information for us. Well, let's go to David Grutman. So, David, I mentioned owner, Live, Story, Komodo. Wow. And now OTL. And you told me you do sleep as well.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, let's start with your newest venture, OTL. It's in the Design District. And as I explained earlier, it's set amongst very posh stores. Tell us your concept.
So, yeah, I partnered with the guys from The Smile in New York, which have, like, really cool hipster coffee places. And Craig Robbins is the developer of the Design District. And we wanted to come up with a cool place that people felt more inclusive and not exclusive. And I wanted to make it more of a neighborhood than just a place where you go shopping. And what's great about OTL is you come and get a cup of coffee or great grilled cheese or a multigrain bowl and relax and chill and have meetings. And I want you to kind of hang out and relax there. I'm there usually daily and hanging out and having so much fun, and I think it's a great meeting place, especially in a place that I thought there was a need for a hangout.
What's the acronym?
So here's our secret thing. So OTL does stand for out to lunch, which I don't like to tell people because we have beer and wine, and I want people to come after. You know, it's something you'd write on a cubicle on a post-it and put on your cubicle. OTL.
Right. Well, it's kind of a casual place. It's a coffee place. But I was surprised you had this kind of casual restaurant in amongst all these very posh stores.
Well, it still feels rich in there. It's not like you feel I think it fits really well in the neighborhood. It has great pinks and light blues, and it has Nate Lohman artworks, which are really expensive. He's one of the hottest artists out right now, and we play really fun, cool music, and the crowd that's in there is obviously the crowd that's shopping and living and working in the neighborhood. So it's a bunch of it's just great. I love going there for lunch, doing my meetings there, and just hanging.
Well, you know, you talk about the Design District and neighborhood, and in the same vein. And I was just very, very surprised that it's a neighborhood. I don't think of that area as a neighborhood, but they have a farmer's market there on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you know, thousands of people show up to this farmer's market every week, and it's been great.
Well, not only, there are so many homes that are getting refurbished and stuff around there it is a neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the old little Hades around there, and those homes are more expensive than some homes on South Beach right now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of Italian furniture places.
Yeah, it's going from being just a furniture place now to being more of a lifestyle. There's shopping, there's restaurants coming, It's great. I mean, lots of entertainment. And
I want them to finish the construction so the streets
go
through.
I know.
Well, the parking is...
Let's go to the happy moment, because he's filled the studio with food. I mean, filled.
Yes.
And all of this food is from OTL. He calls it a coffee shop, but look at the food that's here.
Yes, it's a little... It's a more designer food.
You got to dip down the sauce. Dip down the sauce.
Yes.
You did a little dippy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
tell everybody what he's dipping and what he's eating.
That's our tortilla espanol. It's a Spanish omelet with potatoes and egg. And it's just delicious.
And what's in that sauce?
It's a paprika sauce, and we have a little spicy pepper on the side.
No, it's paprika sauce. It must have some garlic in it. It's not that
hot,
spicy.
Here we go.
And a little mayo. It's really very, very good. Because along with that, you have those plantain chips.
Yes.
And I saw you dipping them in the sauce nonstop.
I love dipping stuff. I'm a big dipper.
Okay, he's a big dipper.
You're a big dipper.
I'm a big dipper.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from the metropolis of Naples, Florida. Born and raised, the token Jew. There was 25 families when I grew up there. And all my friends, sadly, have passed away because they were 99 years old when I grew up with them. And I'm great at shuffleboard, but it was a great place to grow up.
And pinochle. Amazing.
I went to University of Florida. I graduated from there with my finance degree, and I was going to go home to Naples and do title insurance. And I said, you know what? Let me bartend for a year. And no one would hire me on South Beach. I saw the movie Cocktail. I was ready to go. Nobody, because I'm a chubby Jewish guy, right? So the only place I could get bartending was at a restaurant in the Aventura Mall. And the Sofers own the Aventura Mall, and they're my partners on my clubs today. So I always tell people, you never know.
Wow. You never know. You just keep going.
You always have to act like a professional, whatever your job is. And when you become passionate about something, it just, that's where you have to go.
And he's got so much energy. It's just amazing. But let's go back to this. There's a seed sandwich there.
It's a super seed butter toast, and it's on Zach the Baker bread. We make the super seed butter at the restaurant. It's made with mostly macadamia nuts, a little almond. Mm. And it has some fresh lemon zest on top, some sea salt, and, of course, some blueberries, which I just think make... You can't even talk right now, can you?
No.
And it makes the roof stick.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it is so good. Well, you know what it has this? It's a little crunchy, but it's got a nice fresh kind of flavor because of the lemon. And, of course, it's healthy because it's got a blueberry on it.
Well, I mean, a blueberry makes everything healthy. You put that on cheesecake, it's perfect.
All right, let's talk about cheese. You're talking about cheese, and the pièce de résistance is a grilled cheese sandwich. And it just...
That's quite a grilled cheese.
It's really delicious. I have to tell you, I don't just say this because it's our grilled cheese. I would give our grilled cheese the Pepsi challenge with anyone out there. It's just delicious. And our key is a little fig and date in there in the middle.
Oh.
And that's the little secret sauce.
It's in the bread. It comes in through the bread.
Well, it's because we spread it on the bread.
This spread on the bread, but you don't know what it is. I thought maybe it's bacon or something like that. What's really nice is the bread is so nice and crunchy, but you must have put a lot of butter on that bread.
Yes, there is a lot.
When you went and you grilled that bread.
Julia Child would be very happy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
Didn't she love her butter?
She loves, I mean, who doesn't love butter? I fight with my wife all the time whether it's ghee or butter we should use because she's a big, I'm like, ghee is butter. She's like, it's ghee. I'm like, it's butter. It's a whole fight.
It's raw butter, right?
What is it called? I don't know.
Clarified
butter. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know what that means. Is it butter? Is it not butter?
Take the milk solids come out of it.
They melt it down when it comes back.
I love salted butter. I just love salted butter.
Margarine sales are way down.
Really?
Well, because there's another problem with hydrogenated oils.
Butter is much healthier.
Better known as trans fats. but anyway,
trans fats in our grilled cheese at all, just so you know, Linda.
I knew that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for telling us. And there's no, do you use ghee or butter on that bread?
We use butter.
But the ghee just gives a stronger butter flavor because you've taken out the milk solids when you melt it down. So whatever, it's good.
Okay.
All right. So, if you're in the design district, there's so many people, tourists going by, and then you can look at all these wonderful clothes and go get fat.
Great now that we do have great wine and we have rosé by the glass and we have a great brunch on the weekends. Please stop by and have some champagne with me. It's great.
Oh, I'd love to. I will.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of your other projects because Live at the Fontainebleau as a nightclub. How many years has it been there?
We're right now in our ninth year, about to go into our 10th season.
Is that an acronym also?
Yeah, it's Okay. that's not a good one, though. So,
no, it is. Okay.
So we could talk about it. It's
yeah,
okay.
So tell us what it is.
So we're trying to figure out a name for the nightclub. Peter Arnell, who created the DKNY logo, the Banana Republic logo, one of the smartest guys out there, he goes, "What year was the Fountain Blue built?" And they said 1954. And he wrote it down the Roman numeral, which is LIV. But it's the one number you can't call your nightclub in the nightclub business. You could call it 62, 55, 76, 132.
Oh, 54.
The only number you can't use is 54.
Huh. Of course. Yeah. So you have to...
So it's LIV, but it does stand for the Roman numeral 54, which is the year the Fountain Blue was built. But you know what? I think LIV is one of those kind of clubs that would be thought of in that kind of light.
You could have called it Firestone. That was the Firestone estate.
Firestone was a club in Orlando for many years, okay. Actually.
All right, but here's the point. So many clubs open and close, and so many here in Miami, but you're almost 10 years. You're going to have your 10th anniversary?
We are. We're going to redo the club as part of it.
Well, but the point is, how do you keep something like going? I mean, you've got a party there every night. How do you do that?
Well, that's it. We throw a party, and we really focus on having the great content, making sure the great celebs are there, the people are there, the models are there, all the fun people. And my team is really great about throwing a party, and we change the production every night. So when you come in there, you don't feel like you're in the same place every time. It's new. There's inflatables. There's a Smurf dancing with a midget, and it's just amazing. It's great. It's
you sure that okay.
You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's just one of these places. And what's great about it is so many legendary things have happened there, right? From the championship parties from the Dallas Mavericks to the Miami Heat. I mean, LeBron was in there Sunday, and of course, LIV on Sunday is like 200-0 against basketball teams that play the next day on Monday. They always lose on Monday, which is great. This year
had a good time.
This year we took out Golden State and the Cavs.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. We did. And they were at LIV the night before.
And correct. He's taking
correct.
Credit
I'm here.
For
I'm just doing God's work, guys. Just doing God's work.
And then, just quickly, a story. Now that you opened up a second nightclub with a competition with each other.
Yeah. So 5 years. It's been 5 years now. Story's been around, and it's great because we're able to counter program each one, so we could give our guests that we feel we want to keep within in our house different options, and they could go to different clubs, and that way they could spend Friday at one club and Saturday at the next, or vice versa, and we're able to kind of control that.
Okay, well, okay. We're going to go to a break now. I'm Linda
Gassman. I'm exhausted just listening to all
this. Exactly. We're talking with hospitality mogul David Gutman,
yeah.
And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. We're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with hospitality king David Gutman. His newest venture is a coffee shop casual restaurant. It's called OTL. It's in the Design District. He's also the owner of LIV at the Fontainebleau Hotel, the nightclub Story, and Komodo Restaurant on Brickell. He's been giving us a look at a very special Miami vibe. What happens here in Miami? Does it stay here? We don't know. But anyway, we've been having fun with it. And by the way, you can go to WLRN's Facebook page for a video of my interview with David Gutman and a look at some of the food we've been eating.
Really
yes.
Good.
Mm. What's the address?
Of OTL? It's on the corner next to Fendi.
Oh, okay. So that is...
I don't know the exact address, actually.
Next to Fendi.
I always say
okay.
It's next to the Fendi store.
It's on okay. 40th Street.
Yes,
it's on 40th.
Either 40th or 39th.
Yeah. 40th. No, it's 40th Street.
Okay.
Anyway, well, if you're not going out tonight, it's dinner in minutes time. And it's a great quick dinner for Easter weekend or for any time. It's an herb-crusted lamb steak with wild mushroom rice piaf. Joe, 20 minutes.
Maybe 25 or 30 for me.
Well, for sure. I use a lamb steak, and I like that for quick lamb dinners. And now they cut the steak right through the leg of the lamb, and it's about 3/4 inch thick. It only takes a few minutes to cook. So easy. And I put it in the broiler. So while that's in the broiler, you can have your rice cooking with some shiitake mushrooms. Great, easy dish. And you can see that whole recipe in a photo. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And now it's our restaurant news segment. Jen Koretnik is with us. She's the Miami Magazine restaurant critic. She's going to give us some tips for new restaurants this week. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great to have you with
Hello,
us.
Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Thanks.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys. How are you all? Nice to hear your voices, as usual.
Tell us, what's going on?
Well, you know, one of our favorite chefs has opened in Sawgrass Mills. So we're really happy about that.
Who's
that? You know
who
I'm talking about?
No.
Doug Rodriguez.
Oh, he has?
Doug Rodriguez is back with us. Yeah, Mojito Bar. He has opened, and it's really exciting because not only is, you know, his food back available for us to eat, but Mojito Bar is a really fun concept, and they have, you know, lots of good stuff to eat, like guava smoked ribs and crispy shrimp chicharron and, you know, all that stuff that he's very inventive about. But it's also, he's got, you know, lots of cocktails and mojitos, like, you know, all the different flavors and caipirinhas. And
sounds like you've been having a good time there, Jen.
Well, mojitos? You know, that's a friend of mine, too, so okay. I get samples of stuff.
All
he
right.
also lives around the corner from me, so it's not that far. And he comes over and gets mangoes. So anytime he needs a mango for a cocktail, you know where he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a mango orchard there, and I'm waiting for my mangoes this year, Jen. But where else are we
looking?
Looks
like July. I'm just okay. going to tell you. It looks like July is going to be the heavy fruit fall because we've had a very late bloom. But that's really exciting. And not only that, but the servers all dance. So if you're looking for some servertainment, that's what they're calling
servertainment?
It. Servertainment? Go to Mojito Bar.
Yeah. I hope the food gets to the table.
Maybe
they
I should
get
explore
there with
this.
A little jig, you know.
The servers are all
with a little salt
dancing.
And then we've got, you know, Chef Angelo Elia. You know him from Casa de Angelo, and he's a fine dining chef, but I don't know if you've noticed that he has been slowly expanding this kind of like mini empire. And he now has 9 places.
Really? From Casa d'Angelo is in Fort Lauderdale, correct?
He has one in Boca and uh-huh. one in Fort Lauderdale. But he's been opening all of these like pizza, tapas establishments. And he's just opened in City Place in Doral. And that is actually his 5th one of those. So they're
wow.
all over the place. They're in Fort Lauderdale, they're in Weston, they're in Coral Springs. So he's sort of been establishing himself in this middle sector.
All in the
same?
Which
is, I think, really smart of him.
With the same Italian theme.
Yeah, but not necessarily limited to Italian food. For instance, if you go there for brunch, not all of the places are open for brunch. You'll see that it's not limited to just Italian. Like he has a lobster grilled cheese or, you know, other kinds of
right. Anything else going on, Jen?
Last night I went to Dashi in the River Yacht Club, and that was delicious. And the decor, the design of the place is really beautiful, very minimalist, and you sit on the water. Of course, it rained last night, you know, because that's what happens to me when I go dine
well, now,
on the water.
Is that owned by the same people who own Sea Spice, I think?
Yes. Well, yes. the original owner.
Uh-huh.
Not sure what those arrangements are these days. Sea Spice has changed hands many times.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay, great. Well, that's wonderful information. Thanks so much, Jen.
Yeah, it's been a fun spring. We've had lots of openings, and there are going to be lots more. It was a very slow fall and kind of an interesting winter, but now places are finally starting to open up.
Terrific. Appreciate that. Thank you, Jen Koretnik.
Thanks, Linda.
Right, thank you. Well, we're back here with David Gruttman, king of hospitality in Miami. David,
wow.
What, let's talk for a minute about that. You do all of this vibe, Miami vibe and everything, but you spend a lot of time giving back to the community. You have a special charity. Tell us about it.
Well, my wife and I and our whole team with all our places do style saves. And we sent 3,500 kids back to school this year. We did... You know, we do great clothing for them for after their, besides their just their uniforms, so they feel more confident
around.
How
do they send the children back to school?
So we do a big event where they get their uniforms, their backpacks, and clothes for after school so they feel more confident around their peers. And what we're doing right now is we set up a fake prom store in Wynwood where there's 500 kids that can't afford their prom tickets, their dresses, their tuxes, so we're doing 500 kids back to prom. And we call it Project Prom, and it's been great.
I never thought about that, the prom.
You know how expensive
sure.
it is? You know how much a prom ticket is for a couple? It's $190.
Is it? In the school?
Plus their senior breakfast, their cap and gown. It gets really expensive.
And what's the name of the organization?
StyleSaves.org.
StyleSaves.org. Okay.
And so you've been very involved with it. I mean, how many children are involved with this?
Well, there's 30. We plan on sending 4,000 kids back with their uniforms and everything
wow.
this year for school. But for right now, it's 500 kids for prom.
Uh huh. Well, that's fantastic.
Guess I'm a little old for that. But
Yeah, but you know, prom was an important thing for a lot of kids, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a great prom.
You did. You remember still.
Do you want to tell us about your great prom, Mr. Gutman?
No. It's okay.
Well, I've never heard you not say something.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think all that stuff is, you know, when we look to do what kind of charity should we work with for Miami, we want to, you know, we want to stay within the community. And we want to build, you know, for me, Miami's the greatest city in the world. And we just want to keep building, making Miami great.
Well, then tell us what's in the future for David Gutman. You're a brand into itself. I mean, you've made yourself into a brand. So what's next?
Wow. So for the brand, David Gutman, no, listen, I plan on opening a couple more restaurants, working on a hotel, and, you know, some fun things.
You're working at a hotel as well. Now, where is that going to be?
I can't give that information just quite yet. But, well, listen, we're doing a restaurant in the women, at the Women's Club, which is on Biscayne Bay right here, right around the corner from here.
Oh, that's
that still there?
Oh, yeah, nice. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to work with, I'm working with Raymond Jungles to do the landscaping architecture, and Ken Folk is doing the interiors. It's going to be...
What is it being used for now?
Nothing. It's going to take about another year to get the building just to the place where we can start doing our own construction.
Such a great location.
Well, let's tell everyone, what is the Women's Club and where is it?
Well, the Women's Club is right next to the Grant, right here on
Biscayne
Bay.
It's right on Bayshore.
Near Omni, near the Omni Hotel.
Yeah, right next to the tennis courts. It's a beautiful building tucked away.
It's an old, beautiful building.
It was where the Historical Society was born there.
Yeah, and it was actually a real women's club where women would go learn how to read and this and that. And there's actually still a women's club that's going to be meeting on the third floor every couple of weeks. But I'm going to take the first and second floor. And then the backyard, I'm doing a crazy 10,000 square foot deck on the water. And I think I think it's going to be something I'm going to be able to will to my kids. Like, it's that kind of space. I think it's a special space in Miami.
So
that land is so, I'm so glad you have it.
It's cool, right?
Yes.
Good.
Well, and I always worry, I mean, about, you know, that area is so great, but it's so congested. I mean, what about parking? How do you get there and that kind of thing?
There's 75 spots in the front of it that are going to be great. And there's a parking garage right across. And there's a parking garage right across the street.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Finding a great spot.
And there's so many young professionals that are living in that area.
Well, Miami's changing by the minute. we haven't talked to... just let's talk for just half a second about Komodo. We haven't mentioned
great.
That.
Great. My favorite.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most exciting restaurants in Miami. It's right on 801 Brickell. It's in the heart of Brickell, and it's just such a fun... The food is amazing, guys. We opened a new lounge on the third floor a couple months ago. That's open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's Bird's Nest where you can eat 40 feet up in the air.
Wait, there's a bird's nest?
Yeah, we have a couple bird's nests up in the air on the outside patio that you could have dinner. You can rent your own bird nest, and it's like 40 feet in the air. It's just amazing. It's one of these special places.
Okay, I hope it's a little stronger than most bird nests.
Bird nests are pretty strong.
Are they? Okay, well, on that note, it's been fascinating. David Gutman, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, guys.
And thank you for the very, very delicious
Thank
food.
You so much.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
OTL is located in the Design District, a great place for a casual bite. Liv is at the Fontainebleau Stories at 136 Collins Avenue. And Jen Kreknik gave us great information about new restaurants opening up. And Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, great to be with you.
Likewise.
Next week, we'll be talking about the return of cast iron cooking. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
Our Topical Currents lead producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction by Michael Stock. Jason Zabka produces our online materials. Polly Landis is associate producer. Bonnie and I return for Topical Currents Monday. We'll visit with Florida International University anthropology professor Dr. Jorge Duany about his book, Puerto Rico, What Everyone Needs to Know. It's easy to download and listen to our link, our programs at our website, WLRN.org. Also an iTunes podcast, as well as the Topical Currents Facebook page. Drop us a like. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for making Public Radio your companion today. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.